We're back with Teacher Talk, sponsored by the Columbus Education Association, who is solely responsible for the views expressed. I'm Rhonda Johnson, and tonight I'm your host. Sue Miziak has been the voice of Teacher Talk at WCBE since 1987, and tonight is her last program. She has decided to move to a different state to live closer to her daughter and grandchildren, and so will no longer be able to host. However, Teacher Talk will continue to air. So welcome to Teacher Talk, Sue, as a guest.
Well, Rhonda, this is really feels kind of strange here, but I'm so happy that you are the host.
This is going to be fun.
Yes.
Sue, I know that you always like to start with this question. So tell me a little bit about your teaching career.
Well, Rhonda, I think altogether I taught for about 35, 36 years. The first 2 years were in Toledo, and I was teaching English 9 in a very large high school, Woodward High School. And then the next 3 years, I was in Columbus, Ohio, but not with the Columbus City Schools. I taught for what used to be called the Ohio Youth Commission, and I taught at a facility for delinquent boys called TECO. And there I taught high school English, speech, and drama. It was quite an unusual experience because basically I was teaching in a prison, but it was also a really good experience for learning how to deal with kids who didn't always behave the right way.
That's right.
Yeah. So then around 1975 is when I came on with the Columbus City Schools, and I taught with Columbus until 2004. And wow, those were really, really great years. I love teaching for this district. I taught junior high when we used to have junior highs. And then when we switched to middle schools, I decided it's time to go back to high school. And I taught at Central High School the last 2 years that it was open. And that was a really interesting experience and kind of a sad experience because there was so much loyalty for that school. And then it was closed. And certainly, I think it needed to be. The facility was very old. The population was really declining. We didn't have all that many students. And then it came to life years later as COSI. So that was kind of a good thing. During that time, I taught in junior high. I taught ninth grade English and speech and drama again. At Central, I taught English and speech and drama, did a few plays there. And then I moved on to West High School, where I spent the rest of my career, and I was there many, many years. And like that school so much, there's something about those Hilltop kids, as well as the kids who were bused in. During that time, I was involved in a number of activities, but my two favorite teaching activities were when I was in the Apple Classrooms of Tomorrow, the ACOT program, which was outstanding. We were the only high school in the United States that had the first Macintosh computers. And then I also taught in the CAP program, which was the Kenyan Academic Program. And there I was an adjunct professor for Kenyon College, and my students received college credit that could be used all over for completing this course, kind of like an AP course, you know. After I graduated, but actually it's after I retired from the Columbus City Schools, I worked for the state and became a Siri consultant, and that was the State Institute for Reading Instruction, and went all over Central Ohio to provide professional development for teachers to help their students improve reading in all different subject areas. I worked at the ORC as an editor for the their online magazine and loved doing that job. It was great to be a part of the ORC, but also to work with teachers and get them. They would write articles for the magazine, and I would solicit their articles and work with them to improve them. And I also did some work as an educational consultant for a number of school districts. But, you know, the one constant throughout much of this was since 1987, I've been with CEA as host of Teacher Talk.
And we're so thankful for that, too, Sue. And what an outstanding career. I love listening to people talk about their long career with Columbus City Schools because we want to encourage our young people to stay with the career and think about all the all the things that you can do after you graduate or retire.
Right. That's right.
And everything that you can bring to this community, it just never stops. I think we never stop teaching, and we're so glad that you didn't go home and decide to do nothing, and that you've been with us all of these years. So, I was part of the team which hired you to host this program. So why did you, then, a full-time classroom teacher, decide to interview for this position way back in 1987?
Well, Rhonda, it's funny. I've had so many people ask me that question throughout the years because they go, okay, you're a high school English teacher. And I did other things. I mean, I taught speech and drama. I taught capstone. I taught computer applications. But how did you end up in this radio program? And I think that one of the best ways that I could answer this is to play for you an audio clip. And this is of my very first program on Teacher Talk, the very first time I appeared on Teacher Talk. And at that time, I was an interviewee. And CEA president, the then CEA president, John Grossman, interviewed and introduced me to my future audience. I'd already been hired, but he was introducing me to my future audience. So now we're going to listen to this audio clip because it goes way back to 1987.
Good morning. This is Teacher Talk, and this is the program of the Columbus Education Association that's brought to you each week here on WCBE. I'm John Grossman, president of CEA, and I have a very, very special guest with me this morning that you're all going to get to know because she's going to replace me in providing the interviews on this program. Many of you know that I've been a temporary host for the last few weeks, so we have been in the process of selecting a new host for Teacher Talk, and she's with me today. Sue Miziak, right, Sue?
Pretty close, John. It's Miziak.
Miziak.
And
okay.
I've got to say that no one, of course, can replace you, but I'll try to carry on.
Well, Sue is going to do an exceptional job for us. She is a teacher at West High School in Columbus. And what do you teach at West, Sue?
Well, currently I'm teaching ninth grade English, ninth grade English challenge, speech survey, advanced speech, and I guess that's about it right now. I'm also department chair there.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. In the English department.
Four preparations?
Does keep me busy, but it also keeps me lively.
Well, see, that's an area that I think of is something that we should share with the public. Here's a teacher at West High School, and each day she is preparing for four completely different subject matters.
That's correct. I do like variety, and so I don't think I would want to be teaching the same subject through five or six periods a day. Mm-hmm. That I think I would tend to get a little stale with that. But I really do enjoy teaching at West, and I do enjoy the subjects areas in which I'm featured.
And just talking with you, and we really haven't met that many times in the past, really just today. You had a background in drama, too. Did you used to coach the drama?
Well, I have worked in the area of drama. When I taught in Toledo, I did a few plays there and entered a few plays and contests. In Columbus, I directed plays at Central High School and some one-acts at West High School as well. And, of course, I've also been involved in visiting some of the feeder schools to West. During those presentations, we worked with drug and alcohol abuse programs in which we presented dramatic skits along with the music department and tried to give some motivational messages to the feeder schools, to the middle school students.
How many years did you teach in Toledo before you came to Columbus?
Altogether, 2 years in Toledo before I moved to Columbus.
Tremendous wealth of background, and I really wanted to bring that out for our listeners so you can see the wonderful variety of background Sue's going to bring to this program here, and that's very special. Now, I have to ask you, why did you apply for this job?
That's a good question. I guess the reason why I first did it is because since I teach speech and I teach interviewing skills and communication skills, I felt that it had been a long time since I'd actually put these to use in my own life. And so I thought it would be an interesting thing for me to do, but I also thought it would be fun to go down and interview for the job. And I thought perhaps I might be able to bring something to this job. I had worked in some communication programs outside of my teaching job, I had worked with some style shows and doing some commentary, had worked at some banquets and done some presentations, and I thought, well, why not try it? I really felt I could contribute in some way.
Wow, that was great hearing John Grossman's voice again. It's kind of eerie at the same time. You know, I just adore John. Everyone knows that, and he was such a great leader.
Well, I know, and I feel the same way. And you know what was great was I think I started out in the beginning of the interview in listening to it again. I started out feeling, you know, kind of nervous. Mm-hmm. I had done public speaking, and I had done a variety of things that in which I was in front of an audience, but I had never actually been interviewed on the radio, and he really put me at ease. It was a great feeling, and he did a wonderful job. And I guess that comes with being CEA president, Rhonda. Well, you know, you're very comfortable with the media.
Well, and he was just outstanding, and this was his brainchild. And you know, there are very few teacher unions who have their own radio program, and we're so proud that you have been the host all of that time. So how has Teacher Talk changed over the years in terms of format and content?
Well, you know, Rhonda, it started out as a 15-minute program, and it was on for four times a month. And I have to admit, that was a little bit difficult at first, because you're looking for guests who will come down and interview with you for 15 minutes, but then you had your little introduction in that. So it ended up being maybe about 13 minutes. I can remember one of my guests, frequent guests back then, Ray Palkin, who was with the district something like 40 years, I think. One day when I finished interviewing him, he said, "Sue, you made a terrible mistake. We've only been talking for 4 minutes." And, you know, he was so enthusiastic and had so much to say. And I said, "No, Ray, look at the timer. We've been talking for 14. And thank goodness down the road, I remember when we moved into the facility here, because we were originally in the basement of the Board of Education building. But when we moved into this new facility, I think I can remember Dan Michalko coming to me and saying, "Sue, would you really hate it if we moved in and made you a half-hour program twice a month?" And I was like, "Thank you, thank you. Let's just clear it with CEA." But I thought it was a great idea. I've had many people over the years at this station, Dan and Mike Taylor and my current producer, Heather Anderson. They've been really good teachers. They had me spruce up the program a bit and incorporate promos. I'm on their webpage. Teacher Talk is on the webpage, so you can listen to downloads of the program. In terms of content, at my first programs certainly had a lot about teachers and CEA, but I came to realize after a while that it was really important to include the community partners, and those individuals who support teachers, and also have other aspects of the education system, such as guests from PAR and staff development. So, yeah, I think it's changed quite a bit over these years.
So are there any particular programs and guests which stand out to you as memorable?
There really are, and I guess I could divide them, Rhonda, into different groups. And one of the groups is students. I've had students on this program. One of them, Jared Mahone, I had on as a former student, and I had learned that he had become a local musician. Well, now he's been on Teacher Talk, but he's been on WCBE as a local musician. Wow. And performed, and he's won national awards. Another student I had on was Kelly Rivers, and she was a young lady who got a full scholarship to Denison, and we kept in contact. I'd had her for 2 years at West High School, and as it turned out, she decided, even though she got a very lucrative job in, I think it was communications or human resources with Wendy's International, she wanted to give back to her community, and she ended up becoming a teacher, and yes, she is a teacher in the Columbus City School. She graduated from Columbus City, and she's a teacher in Columbus City. Certainly, I've had many administrators on, and one of my favorites, I have to say, is our latest superintendent, Dr. Dan Good. He has been on this program three times, and he's been a terrific supporter of Teacher Talk and a wonderful guest. Of course, CEA folks, you, Rhonda, John Grossman, Carol Wagner, Judy Braithwaite, some of these people just were always there to provide us with an excellent program and let us know what was going on in the district. And certainly Columbus City Schools support people. And by that, I mean people like Mark Reel from KidsOhio.org or some of the individuals I've had on from the Y and from homeless family groups who are there to support our students. And they realize that if a child is in transitional housing or they're homeless, they certainly aren't going to do as well in school. And they're there to support our students and the families of our students. But then there are the teachers, and I don't even want to mention any by name, although some of them have been wonderful personal friends, but having teachers on Teacher Talk, that's what it's all about. They're mm-hmm. so passionate about what they do, so passionate about their love for the district, and certainly they are so passionate about their students and how they want them to succeed. But, you know, a really great guest I had on, and it's someone I think you know, was Sandra Quick.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Sandra Quick graduated from Columbus City Schools. In fact, I think she graduated from West High School. She went on to college and came back to Columbus City Schools as a teacher, then became a principal, then became another type of administrator, I don't remember which, and she retired from Columbus City Schools and went on in a new career in which she does dramatic monologues about, usually about African American women in history, and she calls them her avatars, her living history avatars. And she comes back and works with Columbus City Schools students and helps them to do the reading and the research and the writing and the presentation skills, and they create their own historical avatars. So we're going to hear an audio clip of Sandra Quick when she was on this program a while back.
I remember it like it was yesterday. I was sitting afternoon tea for Mrs. Wheatley when all of a sudden I heard these loud, angry voices outside. No taxation without representation! No taxation without representation! I ducked behind the curtain. I was afraid. I didn't know what all the commotion was about. More men, white men, masters, were joining them in the street. This was very unusual. And they were yelling, no taxation without representation! No taxation without representation. I didn't know what all the fuss was about. Later I learned they were marching to the Boston Harbor right over there. And they were protesting King George III. He had taxed this tea, and they were angry that their money was being used in a way that they had not intended for it to be used. All of a sudden, Master Wheatley came from upstairs to downstairs. He turned and looked at me. And then he walked outside and joined the angry men. That made me wonder, how could my master fight for his rights and his freedom and hold me a slave? How could he not feel the guilt and the anguish of holding me a slave? I did not have the right to say where I went, how my money was spent. I didn't even make any money. He had all of those rights, but yet he was protesting for more of his rights, more freedoms, when I, a slave, had none. I was perplexed. I was confused. I was deeply hurt.
Wow, she's really amazing, isn't she? You wouldn't have known that about her as a building principal because you don't get to do that kind of thing. So I think she's just dynamic.
And what I love is the fact that she's done this dramatic monologue about a person in history. I enjoyed this interview so much that I had her on more than once to talk about other projects that she had in the district.
Well, you've really forged a strong relationship, and you mentioned a little bit about that, but tell us more about the relationship with the people here at WCBE.
Well, you know, Rhonda, going back to some of the earliest people, I can go back to Sharon Miller, who was the station manager for many, many years here. She was at WCBE as an employee and then as station manager, and she was so nurturing when I first started on. Mike Randolph certainly was a big support, and Dan Michalko has been the best. I mean, he has just made this station in terms of producers, actually, Dan was one of my producers at one time, and most recently, Mike Taylor and Heather Anderson. They have done such a wonderful job in bringing me along. They've been good teachers to me, and I'm just forever grateful to them to make this program happen. They've certainly volunteered an awful lot of their time, as have some of the interns who've worked here.
And we're so appreciative here at the CEA as well for all the work that they've done. They've been fantastic. So Teacher Talk will be airing in August with a new host. But Sue, what are your future plans?
Well, Rhonda, as we mentioned earlier, I am my husband and I are moving to Colorado. We have a daughter out there. She and her husband have four kids. And we've been spending a lot of time out there anyway. And we just felt, you know, that's where we need to be for those grandchildren. But I'm certainly going to miss our family, our friends. We're going to miss our coworkers. But Colorado is not only a beautiful state, but you know what I like? It's a very progressive state when it comes to education. So that I'm going to be keeping my ears open, and who knows, maybe I'll be able to get involved in something out there.
It'd be a great new place for me to visit. I can't wait.
Absolutely.
But before I ask you to make a final statement or final words, I want to say thank you for being the voice of Teacher Talk over the years. We've had an opportunity here for the community to hear about the Columbus Education Association and education in a different and new way. And we appreciate all the work that you've done for us, and you've made teachers look great.
Oh, thank you, Rhonda. It's honestly been an honor. It really has. And those are just not empty words. It's been an honor. Yeah, I want to, in a final statement, thank John Grossman and Rhonda Johnson for many years ago hiring me and then not firing me. I want to thank the WCBE staff for volunteering their time to make this happen, the Columbus City Schools for helping to support this program, my friends and family, because they've given me so many ideas for programs, and actually I've had many of my friends on this program, and I even had my family on this program once because my husband substitute taught for Columbus City Schools, and we got his perspective as a substitute teacher. But most of all, I want to thank the listeners and the fans of Teacher Talk for tuning in these many years. I've gotten a lot of good feedback over the years, and you certainly have encouraged me and given me story ideas. And, well, just one last thank you to the fans and to the listeners of Teacher Talk. So this is my final goodbye. This concludes our program. Rhonda, thank you for interviewing me.
Thank you.
And please tune in to Teacher Talk as it resumes airing in August with its new host. A podcast of this program will soon be available at wcbe.org. This is Sue Misiak wishing you a final good night.